Hey guys, it's Joanna, and welcome back to Beyond the Test, Connecting Communities Through Pathology, a podcast from the CUP Foundation. If you're a medical student who's still exploring specialties, or you've heard about pathology but never really had the chance to learn what it's all about, this episode's for you. Today's guest is Nicholas Barron, a fourth-year medical student at Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine. As a recipient of the CUP Foundation Sparking Interest in Pathology Award, Nick helped revive a pre-clerkship pathology elective to give students earlier exposure to the specialty and help them discover the many career opportunities pathology has to offer. In our conversation, we talk about his journey from the laboratory to medical school, why early exposure and mentorship matter, the misconceptions many students have about pathology, and what excites him most about a future in the field. Whether you're considering pathology or simply curious about what the specialty has to offer, I think you'll find plenty of inspiration in Nick's story. Let's get started. Hi, Nick. Thank you for joining us today. To start, just tell me a little bit about yourself.
All right. Absolutely. It's nice to be here. My name is Nick Barron. I'm a fourth year medical student at Michigan State University College of Osteopathic Medicine. I'm a fourth year medical student pursuing pathology. Before medical school, I was a medical laboratory scientist for a couple of years, primarily working in hematology. That working experience really sparked my interest into going to medical school and also developing my interest in pathology, because I got to see how much medicine was developed behind the scenes inside the laboratory. Outside medical school, I'm heavily involved in path education and outreach. I'm involved in our pathology interest group at Michigan State University. I'm involved with some groups such as matchedpath.com. I was a member of Virtual Path SIG, and then I also play a role in our Michigan Society of Pathologists. I really like creating opportunities for students to discover pathology earlier in the career, because I think that's one of the biggest barriers in the specialty.
Awesome. So when exactly did your interest in pathology begin?
I worked in the laboratory. So when I was studying undergrad, I went to Michigan State University. They have a medical laboratory science program. It's a very good undergraduate degree to get. If you're a pre-med, considering going to medical school, it's a great foundation. And it gets you a job right away, too, if you don't want to go directly into school after doing your undergrad. So I did laboratory science in undergrad, and I worked for a couple of years. And I saw how integral laboratory testing was to patient care. Not only that, you know, you were doing really active things like looking at blood smears, looking at microbiology cultures, doing transfusion reaction workups or antibody testing. I saw how fun that was. And not only that, is that medical laboratory scientists also work hand in hand with pathologists. So when you are unsure of something, they kind of like the people you go to get further understanding. And in my experience, I had a lot of times where I had a peripheral blood smear or a body fluid that I wasn't sure what to make up. So you walk down the hallway to one of the friendly pathologists, and they kind of take a look at it with you. They walk you through what's going on, and they had such a vast depth of knowledge that I love to see. And so those experiences really developed my interest in pathology. And while in medical school, I met mentors like Dr. Kowalski and Dr. Meredith Herman, who really reinforced an interest once I started medical school. And so that helped me continue to where I am now.
So how did you first learn about the CAP Foundation's Sparking Interest in Pathology Award? And what made you decide to apply for it?
So I first heard about it actually just looking online myself. I was on the website for ICPI, which is the Inter-Society Council for Pathology Information. They give out a lot of good information for medical students and trainees regarding awards in pathology. And so I encourage anyone listening who is looking to get more involved or try to apply for things, go to ICPI's website. The CAP Foundation Sparking Interest Award was recently listed there. It's a newer award. And so I thought, oh, wow, that's interesting. So I took a look at it and I realized our pathology group at Michigan State University was doing a lot of educational events and we wanted to create something more immersive. So it seemed like this was a great opportunity to apply for because we could really use the money to help get some resources and help further what we had going on. So yeah, along with, you know, having a project ready and also, you know, taking initiative to look to see what's out there. I think that's important for medical students.
That's great to hear. And Julie will also be happy to hear that the award is getting out there into the world. So can you tell me a little bit more about what your project was, why you chose to do it, and how you went about that?
Absolutely. Okay, this might be a little long over a month, but yeah. So at Michigan State University, we don't have a pathology department at all. So the resources are already a little limited. I think that's a general theme among osteopathic schools. They don't really have as much pathology dedicated resources as they do to things like primary care and internal medicine. And so we have a really good teacher. I'll just say Dr. Paul Kowalski is an excellent educator and pathologist. And he inspires a few kids every year to go into pathology and, you know, he wants them to do their best. And so what he had done for people in the past is that he would do like these little mock signouts with them. And people who had already graduated said, yeah, those were really great experiences. So in 2024, among other members in the pathology interest group at Michigan State, we had five people do this mock signout class about once a month. Like five students in the first and second years at Michigan State would come into the laboratory, take a look at some cases that he brought in for about an hour or so, look at some supplemental questions. And then after an hour of looking at them by yourself, we would come together as a group at a old but still functional five-headed scope. And we would see how he would work through his cases and see how a pathologist thinks. And it was really fun. I think that's the big takeaway. Everyone really liked it. The problem is it's only got five people, right? And so, you know, with how popular of an educator he was and still is at our school, you know, there was a problem for the capacity, correct? So we had to figure out how to improve that. The word of the elective spread by word of mouth, and people were jealous, actually, you know. Not often do you see pathology being a problem with interest. You know, we had a capacity problem at this point. So that's where the CAP Foundation Sparking Interest Award came into play. We thought, how do we expand it? So we were thinking about how can we increase size? And so we decided to get a camera and so we could stream these sessions, these sign-up sessions, not only so we can have more people view in from home, but also from other campuses because Michigan State has three campuses for MSUCOM as well. So we could have people from East Lansing, from Detroit, you know, from Macomb. So it was really a great expansion. So
you kind of touched on this a little bit, but you said the lack of resources, the lack of even a pathology program is kind of a challenge. Do you think that it's the lack of having these programs, these opportunities themselves, that's the problem, or the lack of interest in the specialty itself that's kind of contributing to what people are saying is there's a pathology shortage?
I hear you. Yeah, so I think it's definitely a lack of structure opportunities. I don't think there's necessarily a lack of interest problems. I think what I've learned through this project is that students are like naturally curious about pathology once they experience it. It's just that they never get the chance to. I mean, naturally, pathology is a kind of closed-off specialty. You know, it happens behind the scenes in the laboratory, and not many people know about it, especially even going into medical school. And so when people ask why don't more students choose pathology, I think it's an exposure issue. when they get authentic experiences, like how do I, you know, what is a sign out or what is an autopsy? People realize pathology is a lot more collaborative, clinically relevant too, and it's very intellectually challenging. So it's definitely a exposure and access issue. I think if people were given the right opportunity, right access and resources, they would make a better, you know, more informed decision about what specialty they wanted to pursue.
Has anyone ever come up to you after taking your Zoom courses or participating and said, I'm going to go into pathology because of this? Have you sparked anyone else's interest in pathology, I would say? With the pun of the award.
Not directly to me, but yes, through the survey results. We did a survey before the class and after the class with the introduction of like camera, and it was great. We had a lot of people become a lot more interested in pathology as a result of doing the elective. They thought it was a lot more immersive, and they could see themselves doing this, you know, day in and day out versus any other specialty, right? And, you know, for context, this pathology elective is still growing too. I think an important aspect is that there is interest. For example, in 2025, we had 22 students total, I believe, and scheduled for like our next session next year, we had about 50 people interested. So it's definitely causing some noise at our college, and like people are realizing, oh, this could be really fun to do. So I think it's having a positive effect on our students.
You mentioned using the camera for the content. Would you say this helped you gain more of appreciation for digital pathology tools?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, originally we viewed the microscope camera as a way to include remote students, but you know, it's apparent how powerful digital path is for education. So, you know, actually, during one of the sessions, I couldn't make it in person. I was over across the country and I could still zoom into the class. So that was really fun. But digital path seems to be an increasingly prevalent point of discussion and reality for pathology trainees as well as the workplace. So I think it's important for students to be introduced to it too, alongside their first steps into pathology, because that's becoming kind of the reality in the workplace now.
So you said you're a fourth year medical student, right?
Yeah.
So what excites you most about your career in pathology? What are you looking forward to doing next?
So I think pathology is super fun. Every case is like a puzzle. We have a history, and we also have a visual aspect of it. I think at its core, the visual pattern recognition really excites me. As silly as it is, you know, I think it stems from just going off of that, solving puzzles when I was a kid. I loved playing iSpy. I loved spy books. And even now I play visual recognition games like GeoGuessr, and these things really test your ability to recognize physical aspects, and then coincided with data or a clinical history, you can, you know, drive yourself to a diagnosis. And I think that's an incredibly fun process. And so it's really fun. The other thing is that pathology is a very evolving specialty. We have new technology coming out every year, including advances in digital pathology, even AI, molecular. So it's interesting to see the advances, because I feel like pathology experiences more advances than any other specialty at such a rapid rate. So among those reasons, I think it's a great specialty.
And what would you say to someone that was just scrolling through and they found the foundation's Sparking Interest in Pathology Award? They had an idea, but they're kind of, I don't know if I should apply. I don't know if this idea is good enough. Or what advice would you have for someone that might have an idea, see this award, and not sure if they should apply for it?
I personally think they should just go for it, because, you know, any idea is a good idea. If you're trying to help out other students and improve education, it's inherently going to be for good reasons. And so that's what we want to see. Again, what we've been talking about is a a visibility issue for pathology. And so if you're at a school with no pathology department, if you're in an osteopathic school, or for whatever other reason that, you know, maybe I'm not getting as good of an experience as I could be, the CAF Foundation Award can help you out. So I would encourage all students to apply for it if they think they can implement a cool project. And that, I think that goes med students interested in pathology too. Put yourself out there. I think students and people get a bad reputation for not putting themselves out there as much, but definitely just do everything you can. Say yes. Do all the things that you can do to make yourself a great candidate and put yourself out there. Yeah, I think people should definitely apply for the CAP Foundation Sparkman's Pathology Award.
In terms of your project, do you have to be a student at Michigan State University to access it, or can anybody access it?
Yeah, so unfortunately, right now, you have to be a student. But what we have been doing is been including students from undergrad, as well as from the College of Human Medicine. So Michigan State has actually two medical schools in the same location. So in our last cohort, we had people who were undergraduate students, people who were MD degrees, and then also people who were DO-PhD candidates. So we're expanding to all of Michigan State right now. We'll see if this project tumbles into something larger than that. It'd be really interesting.
Well, that's all I have. Do you have anything else that you might want to add?
I mean, I really just like to thank the CAP Foundation for supporting initiatives like this, right? This award isn't simply just funding projects. We're creating opportunities for students to experience pathology in meaningful ways. And with our project, our elective reach students who otherwise may have never attended a pathology sign out, and seeing how many people left with a different perspective about the specialty was incredibly rewarding. So, and then one more thing, I love to thank Dr. Paul Kowalski. This project truly wouldn't happen without his mentorship and willingness, because he's coming in every class and sharing his cases and giving his wisdom about what's going on underneath the slides. So much of his personal time teaching his students. And two more thank yous. I'd like to thank Dr. Meredith Herman for her guidance, and Matthew Leon, another medical student who helped me with this project as well. So yeah, that's all.
Nick's journey reminds us that sometimes discovering your path starts with simply being open to new experiences, whether that's exploring a specialty you haven't considered, connecting with a mentor, or creating opportunities for others to learn and grow. You don't always have to wait for the perfect moment or the perfect opportunity. Sometimes you can help build the path yourself. If you'd like to find any of these resources mentioned in today's episode, be sure to check out the show notes. And if you'd like to support programs like the Sparking Interest in Pathology Award and the many other grants, awards, and opportunities helping shape the future of pathology, visit foundation.cap.org. Don't forget to follow us on social media, and be sure to like and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode. Until next time, I'm Joanna. Thank you so much for listening. Keep making connections. Keep making an impact. And remember, the future of pathology starts with those who are willing to inspire it. We'll see you next time.